Vashi had been tending to the calves, as she usually did. Hiding from the weather, the animals clustered together at the base of a sheer cliff, instinctually seeking cover under a rock overhang. Vashi huddled in close with the calves, knowing her presence helped calm them, and taking comfort from them as well. When the downpour temporarily tapered off, she came out from under the alcove, scrambled down the side of the bank, and crossed the creek to fetch a bundle of grass for her four-legged friends. Suddenly, the storm burst back to life. Thunder shook the canyon. Rain exploded from the sky. At the top of the rock wall, some 70 feet directly above the young buffaloes, a flash flood became a waterfall when it poured over the precipice. In its path was a dead tree, which the surging waters lifted up and flung over the cliff's edge. Just before it struck the ground, the tree smashed into five of the buffalo calves. Vashi saw the whole thing and screamed with every ounce of her being. She turned and ran for the tents, her bare feet splashing through frigid puddles while she cried hysterically, yelling for help. Her brothers, sisters, and cousins were already on their way. For a moment, they were frozen by disbelief, but this quickly thawed into a devastated grief for the wounded calves. Their emotional response was so intense, so distressed, I couldn't imagine how they would have reacted if Vashi herself had been struck. Though they were focused and efficient, everyone, even the men, wept as they triaged the animals, sorting the wounded from the well, checking the injured, and building a bonfire to keep the calves warm. The five victims were large yearlings. Two were obviously okay. Another two suffered blows to their bodies and seemed like they might have had internal injuries. The fifth was in the worst shape. Her front left leg had been crushed. The severed bone stuck out through her flesh. The hoof beneath it flopped around like it was held on by a rubber band. The moment was so personal, so raw, I felt that taking pictures of their grief would have been intrusive and inappropriate, and that their intensely emotional reaction to this sudden tragedy deserved the dignity of privacy. So, resisting the temptation to shoot, I kept my camera sheathed and instead did the only useful thing I could. I sat beside the buffalo with the broken leg and gently stroked her head, trying to give her some comfort.